The news of Vento's illness came as a shock to Minnesota Democrats and Republicans alike. Former Republican Congressman Vin Weber heard the news while on the air on NPR's Midday program.
Bruce and I served together for 12 years, different parties, but he's a good man, a good friend, and I'm sorry to hear he's ill, and I hope it's as easily treatable as the news said, and I just want to wish him well.
Vento was unavailable to speak about his illness. In a written statement, he says his doctors have caught the cancer in its early stages. Staff members in Washington say Vento first noticed the symptoms about 10 days ago, and he didn't have a definitive diagnosis until this past weekend. He informed them of his intention not to run again in the past few days. Martin Szabo, the Democratic congressman from the Minneapolis area, says Vento's expertise will be missed in Congress, especially on environmental issues.
He was somebody originally who was a biology teacher, and he's taken that interest from his academic background and made himself I think, the most knowledgeable person in the country on how we deal with our parks and public lands.
When the Democrats controlled the House, Vento chaired the Parks and Public Lands Subcommittee, and he fought for extra resources to clean up and preserve areas such as the riverfront in St. Paul, where he earned praise even from the Republican mayor, Norm Coleman. Mike Zipko is Coleman's spokesman.
In order to develop the riverfront, we needed to make sure the river was healthy and clean, and Congressman Vento has been a strong and great friend of efforts to clean up the Mississippi, and as a result, we have an area now that's just absolutely coming to life.
Vento's most visible environmental fight in recent years has been his effort to block motorized portages in the Boundary Waters canoe area. In May 1998, Vento cut a deal with a congressman from northeastern Minnesota, Jim Oberstar, to allow two truck portages in the BWCA in return for the banning of motorboats from two lakes. The compromise disappointed some of his supporters in the environmental movement, but he defended the decision during the 1998 election campaign.
The fact is, I don't take my orders from anyone. I think we have to maintain our independence from these groups, no matter how closely allied we are in terms of philosophy or views.
Vento also rates high praise from organized labor, which could usually count on him for support. Minnesota AFL-CIO President Bernard Brommer says Vento was instrumental in stopping many Republican-sponsored pieces of legislation, such as an effort to allow company-run unions, and another to make it harder for unions to deduct money for political activities from their members' paychecks. The closest Vento came to losing his seat in recent years was 1994, when Republican Dennis Nowinski captured 43% of the vote. Back in the 1970s, Nowinski supported Vento, but later he took exception to Vento's switch on the abortion issue. Vento started out opposed to legalized abortion, but now supports it. Nowinski says Vento has moved too far to the left for St. Paul.
Vento seemed like he was almost, he moved more toward bigger government, government being the answer for all the problems that we face, and we really need to look to the private sector and individuals to help solve those problems.
Nowinski has run against Vento three elections in a row, and he says he wasn't going to run again, but Vento's retirement may change his mind. Political insiders have also speculated about St. Paul Mayor Norm Coleman entering the race, but spokesman Mike Zipko says Coleman is definitely not interested. On the other side of the partisan fence, Vento's announcement has set off a flurry of activity. Democrats see the 4th District as their turf. The DFL has held it since the party was formed and St. Paulites elected Eugene McCarthy in 1946. Representative Matt Intenza is one of the very few DFL legislators from St. Paul who isn't considering running for Vento's seat.
It's going to be a DFL seat, and the DFL is going to have a wide-open, topsy-turvy time while we try and figure it out.
The figuring-out process is already well underway. State Representative Betty McCullum of North St. Paul was the first to state her intentions, hours after Vento's announcement. Many other St. Paul legislators have already begun meeting privately with financial backers and political allies. St. Paul State Senator Sandy Pappas says she's thinking about the race, and she expects quite a few of her colleagues from the legislature to join in.
I think for the House Democrats in particular, they're pretty frustrated being in the minority, but of course going to Congress, the current Congress, unless there's a change. And there could be. It could be very exciting in Congress.
With a late start to this campaign, Democrats and Republicans who want to run will have to act fast. Precinct caucuses are early next month, and candidates will have to throw together enough of a network to make a good showing at the 4th District Convention later in the year. But for many politicians, the effort is worth it. As one DFLer put it, this kind of opportunity, an open congressional seat in their home district, seems to come around only once every 20 years or so. At the state capitol, I'm Martin Costi, Minnesota Public Radio.